If you're a lineman in charge of keeping the lights on, Grainger understands that you go to great lengths, and sometimes heights, to ensure the power is always flowing. Which is why you can count on Grainger for professional-grade products and next-day delivery, so you have everything you need to get the job done. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
If you work as a manufacturing facilities engineer, installing a new piece of equipment can be as complex as the machinery itself. From prep work to alignment and testing, it's your team's job to put it all together. That's why it's good to have Grainger on your side. With industrial-grade products and next-day delivery, Grainger helps ensure you have everything you need close at hand through every step of the installation. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.
It's Wednesday, the 28th of September, 2022. At 5, Royal Mail workers are to hold 19 days of strike action over pay and terms and conditions during the peak postal build-up to Christmas. The Communication Workers Union said the strikes will cover Black Friday and Cyber Monday. At 4, Apple is dropping plans to increase production of its new iPhones this year after an anticipated surge in demand failed to materialise. The company told suppliers to curtail efforts to increase assembly of its flagship iPhone 14 product family by as many as 6 million units in the second half of the year, Bloomberg reported. At 3, the climb in prices charged by shops and supermarkets in Britain accelerated again in the 12 months to September, hitting the highest since records began in 2005. Prices rose by 5.7%, speeding up from 5.1% in the 12 months to August, led by an unprecedented 10.6% jump in food prices as the war in Ukraine inflated the costs of animal feed, fertiliser and vegetable oil, the British Retail Consortium said. At 2, the Bank of England has hinted it is prepared to ramp up interest rates in response to the recent slump in the value of the pound. Its chief economist said the bank will have to deliver a significant monetary policy response to protect sterling. And at 1, the International Monetary Fund has openly criticised the UK government over its plans for tax cuts, warning that the measures are likely to fuel the cost of living crisis. In an unusually outspoken statement, the IMF said the proposal would be likely to increase inequality and add to pressures pushing up prices. For more details on any of these stories, visit voxmarkets.co.uk.
Five things you need to know today before the markets open with voxmarkets.co.uk.